well, there's kind of a lot of things to kind of be concerned about, and a lot of things to be happy about as well. But back on Ray, getting people to think about what they should be mindful of when setting these devices up, and probably there are five key things that I would mention. Probably the first one is around, or the first two are really around passwords. And trying to firstly ensure that you kind of change default passwords as soon as you can. And the second one is trying to select kind of good strong passwords, but also passwords that are easy to remember. And these are the two kind of key things that you need to be mindful of when you're thinking about passwords and setting devices up. Beyond that, there are things such as, you know, double-checking privacy settings so that you aren't sharing too much and you kind of know what data is being collected about you or what data is being even shared about you. And then the other one is kind of thinking about, let's say, updates and device updates. You know, it's kind of always a challenging thing, you know, when you get a new device, not to, you know, wait the next few hours or wait even a few minutes for it to install updates. But I think updates are really important. Keeping your devices up to date is really important simply because, you know, attackers are constantly trying to compromise devices, and updates are really a way of kind of trying to protect devices from these ongoing attacks. And probably the last one is just being generally careful what you share around your devices, especially smart devices in particular. Because these days, you know, you have a lot of devices that can record conversations, that can maybe, you know, the cameras almost everywhere in all types of devices, whether it's kind of home monitoring systems or even kind of the two or three cameras on your smartphones. You know, always need to be mindful about what you do around these devices and what they're potentially recording about you. Those are probably probably my top five key tips almost. Well, if we think about even passwords in particular, one of the big challenges there is if we have particular devices and, you know, passwords aren't protected or you don't have a good strong password, one challenge is that, you know, someone might be able to guess that password and basically gain access to your device. Another challenge is, especially around the idea of changing default passwords, is if you don't change these, you know, potentially, you know, there's a massive list of default passwords to sometimes available online, especially to help with issues such as troubleshooting devices. So if someone manages to get that list, once again, the potential is that they can actually access your device. And some of these devices they could potentially access remotely. And by that, I mean, you know, they might not need to be right next to you. They can be actually, you know, somewhere over the internet that they can connect to these devices. So it's really all about trying to protect yourselves, trying to use these devices responsibly and to look out for your privacy and even the privacy of family members. Because if you have, for example, let's say a smart camera or something like that you're using as a home monitoring system, it's all great to actually be, you know, using that to monitor your system when you're not there. But if someone actually manages to get access to that smart device, even a smartphone, then they might actually use that to start monitoring you or tracking you. And these are all the big concerns that you should be mindful of.